They say money does not grow on trees, but for Sibongile and Zeniza, it kind of does. In her backyard, the fallen fruits from her morello tree are her new source of income. She supplies the local factory, which makes cosmetic products out of the morello nut kernel. Each day, she cracks nuts, and every 2 weeks, she brings bags of kernel to the factory. They buy them from her for about $3.35 per kilo. And Zeniza, who lives with her husband and her grandson, says she now makes about $37 per month.
It didn't completely change my life, but at least it allows me to buy some food and get what I need for the house. So it does make a little difference.
Just a few years ago, Nzinza would not have thought you could make anything out of the morello tree fruits other than alcohol. She learned about the new business opportunity from the village chief. Standing in the middle of the countryside, this factory is where Swazi's secret cosmetic products are made and marketed as 100% organic. The morello nut kernels are pressed to extract a rich oil, which is used in body lotion, soap and lip balm. Zanele Nzibande, the commercial manager, says morello oil is an excellent moisturizer.
It's known for its natural antioxidants, okay? It's rich in vitamin E, okay? It's got anti-aging properties, and it's a moisturizer. It's not like real oil, because it's not oily. It just is easily, it goes smooth into your skin, and we've had, like, different feedback from customers that it reduces stretch marks from women.
Nzibande credits the Queen of Swaziland for helping found the business concept here after noting it at work in Botswana. The factory opened in 2005 thanks to the sponsorship of the Kellogg's Foundation. Today, the factory has 15 seasonal workers and 3,000 women providing kernels. These boxes are being prepared for shipment to Germany, the United States and France, the biggest market for morello products. At the main mall of Mbaban, Swaziland's capital city, the Green Cross Pharmacy proudly displays the locally made cosmetics on the shelves. Saleswoman Rose Nyembe says they are very popular with foreigners.
They are quite popular because most of the people who are from out of the country, they buy the most. Sometimes you find a person one day packs, need a pack of the different types of the marina things. Can be a good gift because it's not something it's something that's different.
And with more than 2 million marula trees growing naturally in the small kingdom, Swaziland's newest industry may have a bright future. Emily Yab for VOA News, Mbaban, Swaziland.